This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know how you always want to know about everyone else's money? On the podcast What We Spend, guests will, for 1 week, tell us everything they spend their money on.
My son slammed $6 worth of blueberries in 5 minutes.
And everything that makes them feel.
I want to own a house. I want to have a child. But this morning, I really wanted a coffee.
Because at the end of the day, money is always about more than your balance. Listen to and follow What We Spend, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, we'll see. But Frank Kelly will be telling you a little bit more, what little we do know right now, about a Steelers trade involving George Pickens and a leading candidate for the papacy. Seth Doan from CBS will tell you about him at 8:30 on The Voice of Pittsburgh, News Radio KDKA.
Rich Fitzgerald just shared with me, a friend of his sent him a handicapping sheet on the Cardinals.
I am not the least bit surprised.
And the top 10 say papable. All right, I've been waiting for this for days. I first met Frank Caliendo when George Bush was president, and now you can see him on the radio with our super stream vMix, kdkradio.com, presented by Metropolitan Window Company. Frank, good morning.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing great. I'm excited because we're going to Ireland with the Steelers. We're going to play a game over in Dublin. We don't know who officially yet, but you know who's been talking about the Steelers' quarterback pick, Will Howard from Ohio State? Your friend John Gruden.
Has started to do it already, man. I tell you what, Will Howard, this guy's a tremendous talent. Only a 3-star athlete coming out of high school, but he went to Kansas State. And that wasn't where he's going to end up, man, because of the transfer portal. He ends up at Ohio State, and guess what? Wins the national championship. But I tell you what, best part of his career hasn't even happened yet, man. He's over there. Now he's getting picked up by the Pittsburgh Steelers. That's Triple P, picked up Pittsburgh Steelers. Almost missed Pittsburgh on that, man. See how I did that? That's a problem. You ever hear that guy, Dr. Seuss, man? You ever hear that guy?
Oh, yeah.
Dr. Seuss. I am Sam. Sam I am. I will not eat green eggs and ham. That's easier to say than picked up by the Pittsburgh Steelers. I'll tell you what, that's a probability factor right there. Potential.
And now we hear that George Pickens may be picked up by the Dallas Cowboys.
You just did it. That's where I was going to go with that, man. George Pickens. I can't get through Pickens, man.
Oh, man,
Pickens,
Frank.
Picked up by the Dallas Cowboys from the Pittsburgh Steelers. Probability possible.
Love it, man. You have been, since you met me, your career just took off. But I first met you because a friend of mine in Birmingham, Jeff Tyson, who grew up here in Pittsburgh, went to college and high school with me. He goes, you got to talk to this guy, Frank. He does an unbelievable John Madden. Was it John Madden that really put you on the map initially?
Yeah, the Madden thing was the, you know, you talk about the things you have in your life that are part of what you do and the things that you don't have. And the things that you do have are the things people care about, and the things you don't have. I mean, you think about where that was going. I want to try that seashells by the seashore. And that's Will Howard picked by the Pittsburgh Steelers. That's popping, man.
I don't know. I started looking. I don't think Madden would say popping. I'll tell you what, man. I would say that's going to be a popping possibility, man.
How many
I'm stuck on these P's.
Impressions? How many different people now over the years have you been able to do? I'm sure you got to count.
You know, I don't know. I don't count it.
Come on, man.
It's because then you start counting cartoon characters and then people nobody remembers anymore. So I don't know. There's probably 50 that are mainstays, you know, the Morgan Freemans. And that when he realized he was going to have trouble with the P alliteration, trying to pop those P's. Perpetually. Look at that. Find another word right there. Or, you know, a Robert Downey Jr. or an Adam Sandler kind of thing. There we go. That's going to be good. Or sports. Talk about Mel Kiper Jr. Talk about tremendous draft pick. Will Howard in the sixth round. Talk about a guy who just won a national championship. In the old days, you know, whatever happened to Shador Sanders? How can they even pick Shador Sanders, Larry? Shador Sanders got to pick with Shador. I don't think anybody knows how to pick a quarterback in the NFL.
Mel Kiper kind of came unglued on draft night. Over the weekend.
I love it.
About
love it.
That. Yeah.
So, Mel's the nicest guy in the world. You don't see that on TV because he's so into his job, but really the nicest guy in the world. And I can't wait to ask him about that.
One of the things seeing your act many times in person is your ability to switch voices. And you did this whole thing like The Wizard of Oz with different people. I love one of my favorites that you do is Al Pacino because he's what an iconic guy.
Yeah, that's always fun. The fact that he's chewing gum for no reason. Some people say he's chewing the scenery. I say, no, I'm chewing gum. Yelling for no reason. That's what it's all about. Come on, Larry. Play the game.
Paul, you got to have a question for Fred.
The switching is because of I grew up loving Jonathan Winters and Robin Williams.
Oh, well, did you see... I'm sure you did. When they were on Carson together at the same time, it was hysterical. I was crying. I was laughing so hard.
Yeah, that's the stuff. I guess we have two crazy people here.
Oh, my goodness. Who knew? What do you think?
I thought it was a little weird that all three of us would be here at the same time. Yes, I'm not even sure who's talking right now.
It's me, and here we go. Help me.
Oh, it's time to help him. It's Dr. Daddy here, and I'm going to make things better. I guess we're going to go to commercial. We'll be right back.
What about our president? And you've done all the presidents back. Well, again, I met you when George Bush was in office.
I remember that, Lair. It was an interesting time. It was pre-internets. There was no social-fied media. And then Barack Obama came along. And that was a very different time that we will all remember.
And then, of course, it became very different, very different. A lot of people are saying probably the best. A lot of people are saying that, but not me. Not me. I would never say something good about myself. And what do you think, Joe?
Folks, when I was a young man growing up in Scranton, Pennsylvania, 3045 from 500 to 600, from 600 AD to the fall of the Roman Empire. Come on. Folks, it's no joke. We're not joking around. Jokes, come on.
Well, and now I'm back, and I'm better than ever. Very good.
And you're going to be back.
I'm not sure what happened, guys. That was weird. I like the thing with Carson on there.
You called us, instead of KDK, you named us Kadeka. As George Bush, I remember.
Kadeka. Yeah, you guys were the best, man. Reminded me of Mike Ditka, but that had T in it as well, you know?
And Mike Ditka's from here, Aliquippa, Pennsylvania.
Of course he is, man. Mike Ditka's from everywhere. He's omniscified.
And you're coming back to town next week, right?
Yeah, I will be at the Frankville, and I'm Mike too, and I'm everywhere. I'm doing everything I can. That's my library trunk. Shh, very quiet, very quiet. And then... nothing. No. I will be at the Pittsburgh Improv next Friday and Saturday. I don't know exactly what their site is, but my site is frankonstage.com, which will take you to the Pittsburgh Improv site to get tickets. So frankonstage.com brings you to the Pittsburgh Improv. And that's probably pittsburgh.improv.com or something, but I don't want to give it. I just gave out the wrong information. Well, that's fake news. He's giving the wrong one.
Oh, we got
you. Gotta give the right frankonstage.com, quite frankly, the best way. You don't even have to spell Caliendo.
Well, when you get to town, come see us, Frank, and appreciate the time.
Absolutely, yeah.
Looking forward to it, my friend. Thank you.
It was great to talk to you guys at Kadeka.
All right, partner. Appreciate you. Frank Caliendo.
How does he shift gears so quickly like that?
FrankOnStage.com. I don't know. It's pretty remarkable.
Amazing.
I've always enjoyed, you know, back in the day, Rich Little and all the great impressionists, but he's right up there with anybody.